Truma, Davshin Pei Gimel. The Mishkan, the nexus of Hashem, man, and his brother. By brother, I mean his fellow man. Let's take a look of a few selections of where Ben Amram Lamakom and Ben Amram Chavero seem to meet in the Mishkan. First, let's start off with the Mishkan in general. This is a Mishkan Ta'ase Esa Yirios. Here we're talking about the covering of the Mishkan, the one closest to the actual rooms, the Kodesh Kodoshim, the Kodesh, the Mishkan. That's a Mishkan Ta'ase Esa Yirios. 10 curtains. Sheish Marzor, Veschelis, Vargamon, Vesola, Shani, Kruvim, Maasei Choshev Ta'aseh Osam. Right? Two groupings. 10 curtains, 5 in each grouping, held together by loops and hooks. Says the Sifsei Kohen from Tzvas, HaMishkan, Mem He Shochan. Hey Mem, Mem He, Mem He Shochan, the dwelling place of Mem He. Ma, Shu Begematria, Shu Adam Begematria. Adam is 45, Mem He is obviously 45. Shekin al Yodo, through man, through Adam, Hishkin Shechina betachtonim. Through man, Hakadosh Baruch Hu brought his Shechina down to the earth. In other words, the Shechina rests upon man, in particular Klal Yisrael, who were those who were willing to accept the Torah. They become the vehicle for revealing the Shechina within the world. On this idea, the Maharal says in his Drush LaShabbos Gadol, it's a fascinating idea. The same point that the Sifsei Kohen made. Adam is Ma. Not just Gematria Ma, but Ma. That is his essence. Umisbar Adam hu Ma. Umidat Hashem Yizbarach Lashko Es Dakon is Ma. What am I? What am I? I'm all potential, but what am I? It's what I make of myself. Intrinsically, right? I'm potential. If I actualize it, I'm something. More or less. If I don't actualize it, I'm nothing. But David Atzmo Ramaz Ze Sha'omar Hashem Ma Adam Vateido Ehu Benanosh Vatichashveo Posek in Tilam Kuf Mem Dalad Hashem. Now, where do you read the Ma? Is Hashem Ma? Or Hashem Ma Adam Vateido Ehu? Klomer, Kishem HaMiyuchad, look at what the Maral does. Kishem HaMiyuchad Hashem Moral Atzmo Humispar Ma. In other words, Adam is Ma, and Kovyochol Boreolim is Ma. How is it Ma? Yud Vav Dalad, right? This is an expansion of Hashem's name. It's written in what they call Milui Aleph. It can be written Milui Hey, can be written in different what you call form. But this Milui, the Milui of Ma, is Yud. Spelled, each letter spelled out, Yud Vav Dalet, He is spelled He Aleph, Vav is Vav Aleph Vav. You see the Milui, right? In other words, how you complete the spelling of every given letter is if it's a choice between a Yud or a He or an Aleph, we do Alephs here. Milui Aleph, Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, He is He Aleph, Vav is Vav Aleph Vav, He once again is He Aleph. But Mispar Mem He. Vizemipne ki im ladas atzmo yizbarach. You can't point to Hashem. Ma, what is He? What is He? There is no way you can put your finger on it. He's beyond description. That's His Ma. And Adam, right, is Ma. Ma Adam. Ma Adam. Ma Adam Atedeo. Who is Adam? What is He? One is a Ma of humility. The other Ma is one of limitlessness. But they blend together. Adam, the Ma, becomes the vehicle of revealing Hashem, Koviyachol, who is Ma. Hiloshen zenema ba'asher lo yada mahuso. V'ne adavar nikra Ma kasher mahuso lo noda. V'adam nikra Ma mitzat acher she'ein bo davar. You hear? Hashem is called Ma. You can't describe it. You can't restrict it in any way. And Adam is called Ma she'ein bo davar. What is man? B'zeh ha'bechin ha'adam domelo. 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 as they meet in this word, ma. V'ich Hashem yizbarach shchinaso ezdaka. Hashem dwells with Adam, who is ma. What is man? What is man? Frail man. So it's fascinating. The Mishkan itself is a meeting place between HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMishkan, Shochan Mem Hei, as the Sifsi coin from Tzva says. Orach Yiriya Achas, Shmon of Esrim Ba'ama, Verocha Va'arba Ba'ama, Va'yiriya Achas, Mida Achas, L'chola Yirios. Each one of these Yirios, again, they were recalled, there were several layers of Yirios, but this is the lowest level, the one closest to the rooms themselves, is what he called is 28, right? And each Yiriya is 28 long and 4 wide. It says the Sifsi coin once again from Tzvas, V'lezeh, he, me'arba minim, each one of these areas is made of sheish, tcheles, agama, and tolashoni, chochut kaful shisha, right? Each chut is, six-stranded. Hari arba minim, kishem shizrum yachad, hem, esrim v'arba, v'chut shel zav, im kol echa v'echad, shenem v'yiraku es pachei ha-zahav, Laseis besoch atcheles, besoch avam, agamon, besoch salas hashani. So each strand is kaful sheish. Each strand of the four types has also got a strand of gold with it. Harichav ches chutim, hakol beremes. It's all remes. It's all hinting to something. Hem shezurim, right? Veshezurim chav ches. Vechol yarios dalad ba'ama, rochav vechav ches orach. V'hem eser, there are 10 of them, right? There are 5 grouped together, sewn together, 5 sewn together, and the 2 groupings of 5 are attached to one another through the loops and the hooks. G'ashem hu aba osios, once again, each yiriya is 4 wide. Hashem yud kei vavkis, 4 letters. V'hem eser osios, and when you expand it, as we saw before, if you spell out each letter, yud, followed by hey, followed by vav, followed by hey. Each, the yud is spelled yud vav dalet, the hey is a hey aleph, the vav is vav aleph vav, the hey is hey aleph. Umil record, and that's what does that come to? Eser, those are 10 letters. 3, 2 is 5, 5 and record, and 3 is 8, 8 and 2 more is 10. So once again, 10 letters, just like the number of urios, 10 urios. Each one is 4 wide. Umilui hamilui. And now if you expand, right, the milui itself, in other words, each letter, right, is really called yud, vav, dalet, right? You spell out the yud, you spell it because the yud itself is really called is yud, vav, dalet. If you spell out the yud, vav, dalet, and then the hey, aleph, aleph, lamed, pei, which is really called yizvei, aleph, etc., it's chav ches osios, 28. 28 in orech, 28 strands. Fascinating. They're muzzy. These are muzzy. These are secrets. They're hidden, embedded inside the Mishkan. But the main point for us is what it's called is HaMishkan. That's a subsequent point that out. Mem Hei Shachan. And as the Maral explained, that Shem Mem Hei is a meeting point between Adam, who is what is man, and Hashem is what is man. Hashem. Can you describe him? You can't. All potential and limitlessness, where they meet. Chamesh yiros tiana chovros isha lachosa, v'chamesh yiros chovros isha lachosa. So here we've had the meeting point between Hashem and man in the yirios, and now, says the Kli Yakar, v'ha yirios hei mul hei, 2 sections, 5 sewn together, 5 sewn together, and linked through hooks and, what do you call it, loops. Vayirios hei mul hei keneged aser sadibros sheheim debros hei debros mul Hashem vehei chame vehine chamesh debros rishonos heim bein orl mamakom baruchu vash hei debros achronos bein orl mechavero. So in the midst of this meeting point, the Mishkan itself, the structure, the canopy, the tent of the Mishkan, as it's a meeting point between Hashem and man, it's also a meeting point, right, in the relationship of Benom Lamakom and Benom Lechaveiro. The relationship of man to man is also here, embedded. It's something that we discussed already in Parshas V'Yisrael, we discussed it again in Mishpatim, the idea of Vayichan Yisrael Neged Ahar, Ki Shechad B'Lev Echad. It's not possible, right? It's not possible to accept the Torah unless the entire vehicle of Klal Yisrael is united. as mentioned from the Ramak, Ramosh Koravero, that if there is division between the souls, that's the sort of Shechinta Begalus, there's no place for the Shechinta to rest. So once again, here, it's making its appearance. It appeared that way in Yisrael. It appeared that way in Parshas Mishpatim. We mentioned, among other things, Rav Tzadok said the whole story of Moshe Rabbeinu listening. He's the Navi Moshe Rabbeinu. He listens to his father-in-law, who not that long ago has been over to Avodah Zarah, right? It's true, he found the truth, but recorded. I mean, what does he know? He's what has he seen? What has he experienced? Has he been mekabel the Torah from Hashem? No. And yet, Moshe listens to him. It's a very fundamental concept to be able to hear what somebody else says. You don't have to swallow it hook, line, and sinker, but to hear what somebody else says. That was the Mishpatim. There are other things as well. And once again, here in Truma, the intersection between Bein Olma Mokom, Bein Olma Chaverom. Further, now let's travel to the Aron. Also, Aron Atze Shitim, Chol HaKelim, Nemer Vasisa, Vasisa Kaporos, Vasisa Shulchan, Vasisa Menorah, Norazav, Kanksi Vasu. The Aron is written in the plural. Everything else, Vasisa, you shall make. Here it says Vasu. Vedor Shulchazal, Bezeh, Amr Yehuda Bar Shalom, Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo HaKol V'yasku Ba'Aron, Kedish Yizku HaKol B'Torah. The idea being that the Aron has to be made because the Aron is going to be the repository that's going to hold the Torah, the Luchos HaBris, etc. Therefore, the Aron has to be made by everybody. Why? Because everybody is the vehicle for the Torah. In Sefer Yoshua, Yoshua gathers together the people and says, Vayom Yoshua el b'nei Yisrael, Shu heina, come close here. How can all of those people, we're talking about, you know, 600,000 men above 20, right? Come close. Vishum is divrei Hashem elokeichem. Says Rashi, Gshu heina, tzimtzem es kulam ben shnei badei Aron. All the Jewish people fit between the badei Aron. The Jewish people have to make the Aron, and when it's necessary, the nace that exists is that they'll all fit between the badei Aron. An impossibility, but it was. And another point is that which Rabbeinu Yonah makes in Brachas. A person davens, he davens with kavona, that he's standing in the Kodesh Kodoshim, right opposite the Aron, the Kaporis. Hey, Omid Achori Beis Kaporis, Yiris Atzmo Kilu Omid Lefnei Kaporis. Klomar, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Yachzeponiv Lekir Maravi Shishama Kaporis. Right, you see himself as though he's standing inside the Kodesh Kodoshim, right there in front of the Aron. The Yir Beliva Kilu Hey Omid Bifnim In Yisrael. Poniv Lefnei Kaporis Atzmo. We don't do this alone. We do this together. Im Yisrael, with everyone else, all the Jewish people there. Because if I'm davening, Hashem, help me with this, and Hashem, this, help me with this, Hashem, don't pay attention to that guy over there. He's a frumi. Hashem, don't pay attention to this guy over there. He's faking. He's not even davening. Hashem, don't pay attention to this guy. You know him. You know, it's me. It's me. I'm not sure why I haven't called him yet as Mashiach, but what if it's me? It's me. I mean, obviously I'm exaggerating. Or maybe I'm not. But we, to do this to one degree or another, has missed the point. That's not tefillah. If there's no connection to the rest of Klal Yisrael, it's a fundamental flaw. Just like the Mar teaches in Brachas that a person is davening in one of the Bate Medrash or Bate Knesset out of the city, and you're davening there as well, and you finish, you want to leave. He's still davening. And you know when you leave, he's going to feel uncomfortable. He's going to feel very, what he called, uneasy because he's all alone in the space marriage outside the city, etc., right? Whatever the case is. Bahalacha. And you leave. It says they tear up your tefillah because if you show no concern for somebody else, you miss the point. Tefillah is not just personal. It is a very personal act, but it has to be done in bonding together with everybody else. Further, Vasita Shulchan Ateshitim, Amasai Makov Amorachvov Amav Vachetzi Komaso. So Balman is Rimzei HaMishkan. Right? It's Rimzei HaMishkan. See, he talks about all different types of the different kelim, what they represent, what he calls, whether it represents the world of the mind, the cognitive, that's the Kodesh Kodashim, or the world of the cardiovascular in the Kodesh, or be it the gastrointestinal in the form of the Mizbech and Chorshis outside in the courtyard. Here with regard to the Shulchan, so Shulchan Ayah Neged HaMazon. Right? The Shulchan is like the heart. Right? Shalev hu azan v'nosin chiyus v'koach l'chol ha'gviya ayidi adam shu nefesh ha'chiyunis kanoda u'vashir rotza Hashem sh'amozun v'parnosa yeitze l'chol ha'olam ayidi ha'brocha sh'v'mikdash tziva l'haniach sh'am lechem ha'ponim sh'haya b'brocha. This is the conduit of brocha to the world. The conduit of brocha is to place lechem ha'ponim upon the Shulchan. Umilechem Hashem, hushba bracha v'sova l'chol ha'olam. Ki'ena bracha shola al davar reikam. It has to be a receptacle received. The lechem aponim, the lechem that are attached to the pnim, that are attached to what he called the source of all sources, the Ribono Shalom, the source of all parnasa. The panim, milashim panim, right, called panim aponim. Right? Lifnim. Ki ein bracha shor al davar reikam ayan shiva olam agadol hachius ba'al yidei ha-malachim meniyei ha-galgalim ha-malachim turn the wheels of reality of existence. Ki ruach ha-chaya ba'ofanim v'heim misavavim es ha-mazolos the yud beis mazolos chod shi kenegir yud beis chod shi ha-shana l'hochin es ha-lechem ha-mazom tziva l'aneach yud beis l'chamin l'malmim is using the idea of the 12 lechamin that appear upon the Shulchan, right, as representing the 12, what he called mazalos, the malachim that guide, use the mazalos to send down shefa to the world. Now to prepare, what will be the source that will be passed on to this conduit of the 12 mazalos, the 12 signs of the zodiac, the 12 malachim, etc.? Betivishu shtayim arochos kigam yud beis mazolos nachlokim l'sheish sheish. Right, but always six above the rising, six below the rising. V'chin l'mala kanoda. V'kasher ze nikra lechem aponim u'vasher ze nikra lechem aponim shebam lifnai v'lifnim. It's called lechem ponim. Loshen lifnai v'lifnim. It comes from the source of all sources, the innermost source, from the borei olam Hashem be'atzmo. Shuposeach yodav u'mazbiel chol chai. And as the Shulchan is a statement of understanding that where does the Parnassah come from? I'm not going to manipulate some of Avodah Zarah to give me the Parnassah. Right? It's like opening up a tin can, it's going to spill out. Eventually it's empty. But there's a source of all sources. There's a source of bracha. There is no limit. That's Ribono Shalom. And so, right, these 12 lechamim, keneged the conduits of the 12 signs of the mazolos, the malachim that direct them, and they become the conduit down to the surface. But where does it all come from? So now says the Malbim, Shu poseach yodav u'masbir l'chol chai, ha'yisham siman le'adayim ha'tahorim b'masha, ha'yu shtei snifim, v'du yodal kanim b'chol maracha. The Shulchan had, right, two boards over here. Between each set of two boards was carved out in those boards half moon, right? And through those half moon cuttings, right, were placed rods of that shape. And the lechem aponim, right, lechem aponim sat upon, right, those rods, right? So you had, as he says here, Hayasham Siman Leadaim Atorim Bimash Hayu Shtei Snifim V'yudal Kanim. Right? There's a set of three, a set of three, a set of three, a set of three. Right? That's four. Four times three is 12. Right? Okay? Right? A set of three. Hesham Siman Adayim Torim. Right? Yudal Kanim Bechol Ma'arocha. Right? So, what do you call it? A set of three, a set of three, a set of three. Right? That's 12. And then the top, what do you call it? The Kanim, on the top, there were two. That's 14. And the Lechamim, right, sat on the Shulchan and upon these, what do you call upon these 14, right? Kanim, right? These 14 kanim. These 14 staves that went through, right? That went through. And that's Kiminyan Yad, 14. 14. 3, 3, 3, 3, that's 12. And the upper one's 2, just like the joints in your hand. 3, 3, your fingers. 3, 3, and 2. 14. Yad. Yad. Yil v'yadayim koviyochol are bestowing upon us. Shim simili yadayim. V'yu arba lachamim nismachim kol echad migimul kanim. V'lech me'elyon nismach mishnei kanim. Right? 4 on the 3 kanim, 1 on the top, and 1 by the quarter, and then on the bottom. So 6 lachamim over here, and 6 lachamim over here, 12 altogether. Hashem is bestowing upon us. That's on the one hand. That is the connection between Hashem and us. He is sending down bracha to us. And further, this is Sfas Emes. V'hinu d'chsiv lechem apanim. L'fi d'b'emes ha-kodosh baruch hu zanam afarnes l'chol abruim. Hashem sustains everything, all of creation. Av yesh kama dvarim v'sibos krovos v'chokos. But he doesn't sustain everybody in the same fashion through the same methodology. There are those who receive in a more detached fashion. It's all from Hashem's will. There's nothing that's not from Hashem's will. There are those who receive it directly with a shining countenance from Hashem, and those who receive it, as it were, I don't want to say surreptitiously, but they receive it sort of like in a backhanded fashion. Hashem wanted Klal Yisrael to receive their parnas upon him, right? We have a relationship. Not where you sneak in something through the back door. When you eat something that's not yours, you're embarrassed to stare in the face of your benefactor. But if you are a person who is engaged in avodas Hashem, you deserve the payment. You deserve the parnas in order to continue your avoda. You're not embarrassed to stare, kovyochol, in the direction of your benefactor. You have a relationship with him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosan b'nei Yisrael Torah mitzvah sh'yizku b'maseyim l'kabel hatzorech lehem. You're not getting it just because you're part of the elaborate stage of life, all the world's a stage and people part of players. You're getting it in as it were, as a function of your avoda. V'chein ha-mitzvah sader lechem k'viseder sh'b'nei Yisrael ma'richim kachu ba min l'mala. The way that Klal Yisrael, as it were, arranges it down below, so truly receive from above. When Israel zochu lezeh, b'koach haTorah d'chsiv ponim b'ponim diber Hashem imachem. We receive lechem ponim. Again, this is another understanding of lechem ponim, because ponim b'ponim diber Hashem imachem. Because Hashem spoke to us, here is a relationship with us. Right? In the Maal b'mishprach, the word ponim is talking about the source lifnai v'lifnim. Right? Here we're talking about our relationship with Hashem in the Sfas Emes. Panim il panim, and therefore it's called lechem apanim, because it's virtue, it is given to us by virtue of the fact that we have a relationship of panim il panim to Hashem. And here he comes now, as he concludes, Pershan Hagel ibn Israel, he be bechinas panim il panim, yud beis lechem, yud beis lechem. Remember the Malbim said, it was representative that this is the conduits, like through the mazalos, the malachim that it wrote called, that run the mazalos, etc. But says the Sfas Emes, Yud Beis Lechem im Neged Yud Beis Shvatim. Yesh L'chol Shevet Seder V'Derech Miyuchad B'Torah. And as we receive the Lechem Aponim, because of Ponim and Ponim, Diber Hashem Imachem, our relationship, our Torah relationship with Hashem. But each Shevet has a unique relationship. So embedded in the Lechem Aponim is both our relationship with Hashem and our recognition that each Shevet has a different methodology. It all has to revolve around Torah. It's not like you're okay, I'm okay, California, right? It all has to revolve around the Torah. But it could be in a different style. Can I give you a bit shvatim? Ki yesh l'chol shevet seder v'derech miyuchad b'Torah. Different, but equal. Once again, it has to revolve around the Torah. Says Rabbi Nabache, Gam besibas hashulchan kiyum mizbeach kapor la'odam. An interesting point. He mentions, yeah, that it says in Yechezkel, right? It says in Yechezkel, Zeh Hashulchan Asher Lefnei Hashem, right? I say, Pasuk starts off, Mizbeach, Eitz, Sholosh, Amos, etc. And then it says, Vayedaber Elai, Zeh Hashulchan Asher Lefnei Hashem. It's talking about Mizbeach, and it calls it a Shulchan, right? So the Gemara teaches us, right, that the Shulchan that a person has is meant to mirror, right, the Shulchan in the Mishkan. Just as the Shulchan in the Mishkan is Hashem's bracha to us, a person's Shulchan in his home is meant to mirror that he gives to others, he gives to Aniyim. He says that's why it starts off with the Mizbeach and ends with Shulchan, that's how that just as a Mizbeach can be Mechaper, so too the Shulchan of a person can be Mechaper. Person receives kapara cleansing through the mizbeach, but after the structure of the Beis Hamikdash, his cleansing is through his shulchan. And he brings to the minhag of Chassidim in Tzorfas, right, in France, in times of Balei Tosfos, those people who were giving out tzedakah money, when they were nifter, the shulchan from where they dispersed all that tzedakah money was made into an aron within which they were buried. Once again, the concern for one another, the recognition of each shevet having a different chelek in Torah, that we saw in the Sfas Emes, and the idea of patterning one's own personal life after the shulchan, just the shulchan, Hashem's bracha to us, so too must share our bracha with others. Further, so we know in Sefer Bamidbar, Valoscha Saneros, El Mupnea Menorah, Yairu Shiva Saneros. Rashi says that all of the Neros all focus towards the central shaft. El Mur Neram Tsoy, Sheinu Bekanim, El Beguf Shel Menorah. Why? To teach you, Kadesh Lo Yom Lo Oru Tzarech. It's not like Hashem needs a light. What does this concept mean, that Hashem doesn't need a light? I mean, why would you think Hashem needs a light? So the Gemara in Shabbos, right, discusses this, not necessarily in the context of all the candles being focused, or the cups of oil being focused towards the central shaft, but rather the Pasuk says that it was lit, the menorah was written, Chutz la parochas ha'edus. And the Gemara says, why is it called parochas ha'edus? Because it's an edus, the Shechina Shor B'Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says, why do you need this menorah light, v'chila oru tzarech? Sfas Emes explains, of course the menorah showed, right, the Sheni Shor B'Klal Yisrael, but there were plenty of miracles that took place all the time, certainly in the Mishkan, even in the Mikdash, certainly in the Mishkan, there was a pillar of fire walking from all the time. Why do we need one more thing, right? The Ner Maravi, in the context of the Gemara, the Ner Maravi stayed lit with the same amount of oil, even all the other ones, when the fuel was finished, they went out. That was it. They didn't make it to the next evening. But the Ner Maravi miraculously remained with the same amount of fuel until the following evening. It was a miracle to show the Shechina Shor B'Klal Yisrael. But the question is, that's Pashat, right? Certainly in the Mishkan it was Pashat. And even the Mikdash, as I said. But the Mishkan, they're walking around with a pillar of fire, a cloud in front of them, clouds all around them. Does it show the Shechina Shor B'Klal Yisrael? Says the Sfas Emes. The Chiddush is the Shechina is Shorui inside the act of a person. A pillar of fire walking before the Mishkan shows Hashem wishes His Shechina to be in the presence of the Jewish people, there amongst the Jewish people. That's fine. But that a person of flesh and blood, a Kohen, can light the menorah, and that will generate a miracle that shows that Hashem's Shechina is in Klal Yisrael, that's unique. That's unique. That's the menorah. The menorah miraculously shows the Shechina Shorui in Klal Yisrael, the relationship between, right, that a man can light a flame that will last beyond its physical capabilities. When it's a flame of mitzvah. The Hamikdavar. Hamikdavar says that the Or of Torah had two main kalim that were associated with it. Tor Shebechsav, but it wouldn't be Marah. Tor Shebechsav was associated with the Aron HaKodesh, where the Luchos were. And the Menorah was the source of the Chidushim of Tor Shebaal Peh, the pupil of the Chachmei HaDoros. The Hamidav doesn't bring this proof, but the proof is, I think, is a very graphic one from the Kinos of Tisha B'Av, when we talk about the death of the ten martyrs of Sarugi Malchus, and Rav Shim Gamliel's head was cut off, and Shlomo Kohen Gadol scooped it up, and he called him HaMenorah HaTahora. Right? HaMenorah HaTahora, the Holy Menorah, because Rav Shim Gamliel was the head of the Sanhedrin. Torah, the menorah, a symbol of the Torah, menorah that shows that a person of flesh and blood can light the Ne'am HaRavi and bring Shekhin into Klal Yisrael, bring a miracle into Klal Yisrael. And further, and back in Pashas Balosha, right? It says, Dabar al-Aun v'amarti al-Balosha saneres amul p'nei amroa ya'yu reshivis haneros, says this foreign over there. Balosha saneros, three branches of the menorah on one side, three branches of the menorah on the other side, all pointing towards the central shaft. And says the Svarno, this is to talk about the Maiminim, not Ma'aminim, those who believe, Mayiminim, those who tend towards the right, they are exclusively involved in Torah. Right? And the Masmi'ilim, those who blend together their Torah along with their Inyoni Olam Hazeh, their work, their Parnasa. They're all there for each other. They're all there supporting each other. You mean Torah and Kemach, in Kemach in Torah. As long as they're all focused towards the central shaft, the truth of Hashem's will to be revealed in Klal Yisrael, that becomes the central shaft. So the Maiminim, those who are exclusively involved in Torah, the Masmi'ilim, those who are involved in Chaye Shah in addition to Torah, they all have to know they need each other and blend together with one another. Once again, the recognition, the appreciation of one Jew for the other, what type of Jew for the other type of Jew. Those who are learning, those who are helping to support. It says the Svarno, this is the sod of Kol Asher Dibur Hashem Na'asa. We saw it back in Parshas Yisro. Everything that Hashem did, we will do. Not Na'asa Desha, Na'asa. What does it mean? Klomar, Ben Kulanu, Nashlim Kavanoso. Between all of us, right? Because every Jew has a different job description, a different responsibility. Everyone, every Jew, as the Shlosh says, Yisrael, Yesh, Shishim, Ribo, Osos, the Torah. Every Jew has another Os in the Torah. So the magnificence of the Torah is represented by the menorah. When I give some Torah Baal Peh, I'm using the Shprach of the Netziv. In that menorah, those who are exclusively learning and those who are working as well as learning, etc., right, they blend together with one another as they all point towards the central shaft. And they declare, says the Svarno, by that very embodiment of brotherhood through the Torah, Kol Asher Dibur Hashem Na'asa, that through all of us Hashem's will be fulfilled. We should take it to heart during these tumultuous times. Once again, it has to revolve around the Torah, but we have to know we're all connected to one another. Right? United we stand, divided, God forbid. It's a lot tough. Mitz Hashem. We should see Yeshua's v'nechamos. We should see here Besoros Tovos. Amen. A wonderful Shabbos.